Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Jamaica will join the rest of the world on Sunday, October 16, to commemorate World Food Day. Stay with us to hear more on today's program and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjouie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us on Calling Farmers.
The Legal Aid Council provides representation for persons taken into police custody for any criminal matter and a traffic offence. Request duty counsel of the arresting officer. Duty counsel representation is free.
World Food Day is observed annually on October 16 in more than 150 countries, including Jamaica, to mitigate hunger and malnutrition. Events are organized in each country to observe the day, and according to the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO, it is one of the most celebrated days on the UN calendar. These events promote worldwide awareness and action for those who suffer from hunger. It also highlights the need to ensure food security and nutritious diets for all. World Food Day presents an opportunity to send a strong message to the public that we can end hunger in this lifetime and become the zero hunger generation, but everyone needs to work together to achieve this goal. The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries will collaborate with the FAO to commemorate World Food Day on Sunday, October 16, under the theme, Climate is Changing, Food and Agriculture Must Too. The theme will focus on the crucial role played by social protection in eradicating hunger and poverty, and on analyzing how food and agriculture should evolve to face the impacts of climate change. 25% of the negative economic impacts from climate-related disasters in developing countries, such as Jamaica, are borne by the crop, livestock, fisheries, and forestry sectors. The government has recognized the need to mitigate the effects of climate change by implementing policies and programs to include best practices and the promotion of climate-smart agriculture and proper water and land management. Agriculture Minister Kasamuda says these strategies are aimed at building the capacity of farmers to improve production and productivity levels while protecting food security and reducing the country's food import bill. How can we help our agriculture sector adapt to the effects of climate change and reduce global greenhouse gas GHG emissions? Pay attention to the following tips. Implement sustainable natural resource management, such as reducing food losses and waste and avoiding deforestation and overfishing. Improve soil management and fertility. Increase practices that enhance carbon dioxide sequestration in forests and reduce fossil fuel use. Pay keen attention to water management. Convert animal waste into biogas as an alternative and renewable energy source. Prevent and/or prepare for climate-related shocks. And create climate-resilient fisheries and aquaculture through storm-resistant fish cages and ponds and adaptive fisheries management. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Alligator no fikal ag langmout. Translation, an alligator is not to call a pig long-mouthed. And this means, people tend to point out other person's flaws and ignore the same flaws within themselves.
Calling all government pensioners in Kingston, St. Andrew, and St. Catherine. The Accountant General's Department is coming your way. On Friday, October 28, the AGD will be at the Emmanuel Apostolic Church, Portmore Pines, at 10 a.m. Come hear about the life certificate plans. Get financial advice from Jamaica National. Speak directly with Sagicor about your GOJ health plan. Get free health checks from NHF and stay for the entertainment prizes and surprises. That's the AGD's Pensioners Information Forum, Friday, October 28, Emmanuel Apostolic Church, Portmore Pines at 10 a.m.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjouie James Sawyers with student engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.